for calling Dorothy Jane with eSystems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, it's me again. You are perhaps aware that there has been some interaction between your dad and myself for the last 2 days. I was encouraged initially, my concern is that it's again the same generalities. The unwillingness to address Scripture is just remarkable, and it concerns me. It concerns me because people I love and care for are impacted by this. On the other hand, he came back to the table, so that I find encouraging, and I hope that will continue. I hope he will press on, but I'm going to be relentless. There is no point in saying, well, I'm going to wait another 6 months. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to be relentless. I have been preparing for the email to send out this weekend. And again, I'm not stopping. Because what's happening, I contend, is in violation of the Scripture. It's in violation of the law of the Lord. And I thought that was something we shared between you and me, between your dad, and something we're supposed to teach our kids. So I'm going to push that all the more. I hope you will find that the case that I present, my contentions, show a lot of maturing in my understanding of the Scripture compared to when you knew me more intimately, and I hope you will be encouraged by that. I'm pressing on hard, and I'm not going to give up, because my wife and my children are too important to simply let this go. So I'm here, and I very much desire to reconcile with your dad, man to man, not man to wimp. I want him to come to the table as my brother and reconcile with me. I don't know how to make that any more clear. I am not trying to destroy him. I'm trying to reconcile with him. I want to look at him as a brother and celebrate the wonderful blessing of being a follower of Christ with him. I hope that's a shared desire, and I hope it transpires. Dorothy Jane, I love you.